The gossip that everyone will be talking about. It's the Showbiz Top 5. Brought to you by Schott's Natural Energy. Available at Walgreens. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Number 5.
How many movies did you see over the holiday break? I saw, well, except I'm going to talk about in the theater.
Oh, in the theater. Okay.
I'm talking about on the TV at home.
Okay.
You didn't see any?
No, because I was in Mexico for half the time.
I saw Annie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw Into the Woods and loved it. But based on Facebook reaction, another controversial one is saying you like Into the Woods. Some people really hated it and then loved Annie. It was really weird. But anyway.
I saw American Sniper.
That's what I want to see.
Which is not on wide release yet.
It's
selected theaters or whatever.
Al, it was only in 4 locations. And this weekend, it brought in $640,000. They said that was
in 4?
In 4 locations.
It's packed. Oh,
I want to go.
Such limited release.
Yeah. I want to see it this week. Everyone has said that they were very impressed with it.
And the trip part about it, I'm sorry for sure.
It's okay.
The trip part about it was I left the bar. We'd watched the Cowboy game, and I'm woohoo! Everybody's all excited about the Cowboys winning. And then I go see American Sniper. I'm like,
yeah, it brings you back down.
You went after the football game?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about
night.
And Into the Woods, like, I wanted to go see that because my daughter had already seen Annie with her dad, and my girlfriend didn't really want to go see Annie. We wanted to go see Into the Woods, but the theater we were going to, it wasn't playing, so we were like, well, maybe it's not out yet, but it was out. It just wasn't playing at all theaters.
Which one's Into the Woods?
What? Into the Woods is based on all the, it's a Stephen Sondheim play, Into the Woods, the musical. But it's about, like, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Riding Hood.
Good actors in it, right? Johnny Depp, Meryl Streep.
Wonderful. Johnny Depp's actually the weakest link in this movie, honestly. I hate to say it. Mm. He plays the Big Bad Wolf.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small part, so he's not in it a lot. Loved it. And some people are like, we hated it. This is atrocious. And Facebook controversy. So anyway, here's the way the box office played out. The odds are, if you've been to the movies over the holidays, you saw The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. It was number one for the third straight weekend, 21.9 million this weekend, followed by Into the Woods, 19.1 million. Unbroken was third. Angelina Jolie's movie, 18.4 million. Oh, that's just too, I can't.
A lot of people are saying that's good.
I know, but I just, The Woman in Black 2, Angel of Death. Who knew there was an Woman in Black 1?
Yeah,
I never even heard of it. But anyway, it was in fourth place. And then Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb was in the top 5. Annie was number 6.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I just didn't like Annie.
I watched the interview at home.
Mm-hmm. Like a good American.
Yeah.
Number 4.
So after a long...
Same.
Yeah. I kept it really safe.
JC, same.
Same.
After a long battle with cancer, the legendary ESPN anchor Stuart Scott has passed away. He was 49. He joined ESPN back in 93, if you remember.
Yeah.
The early days, he was the host of Sports Night, eventually became the central figure on SportsCenter. Known for his catchphrases, booyah, yeah, and call him butter, he's on a roll, things like
that. As cool as the other side of the pillow.
President Obama released a statement on the passing. Tiger Woods tweeted, Stuart won't be covering Heroes and Champions. It wasn't covering Heroes and Champions. It was the other way around, thinking of my friend and his daughters. Kobe Bryant tweeted, Stuart Scott's sayings changed the game. Booyah. Don't hate the player, hate the game. RIP to a sports casting legend. And also Michael Jordan issued a statement. It was really heartfelt. I'll have that posted on KidNation.com after it comes back up after Jenna crashed it with her crotch shots.
Number 3.
It was just crotch. It was a variety. It was pigs.
Jenna, your crotch ruined everything.
You say rest in peace and then say crotch shot in the same story.
Pig pornography as well.
People can read the tributes after they get the internet back up.
Did it really break?
Yeah. Jenna broke the internet.
Hashtag
Kim
Jenna's
Kardashian.
Crotch.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
In your face, Kim.
Teresa Giudice, she has checked herself into prison. She left her mansion in New Jersey shortly after midnight, drove down to the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury, Connecticut. A little before 3 a.m. she got there, which was 7 hours ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
They don't want to have any paparazzi there, so that's what they kind of planned. Her lawyer said she was ready to go, though. It's the same minimum security prison camp where Lauryn Hill served a few months for tax evasion and Leona Helmsley back in the day served her time. It's also where Orange is the New Black. It's the basis of that show. That's the prison. It's minimum security.
Uh-huh.
Now, according to People magazine, Teresa is going to be treated just like every other inmate, meaning she'll have to be strip searched.
Like cavity search?
She has to do the squat and cough.
That's okay. What? Oh, it's better than the cavity search.
To see if you're hiding anything.
Right.
I'd rather squat and cough than have the cavity search. I'll do that.
Jenna will be performing that on Kid Nation later.
When I got arrested, a girl in the cell, the holding cell.
Jenna was 15.
Like reached into her suit, outfit, her little jumper, and pulled out a cigarette.
They should have made her do the squat and cough.
Well,
that wouldn't have happened.
Why would you want to smoke
she's
that?
She's a stripper. I've seen her. She's a stripper.
When you're desperate for a nicotine fix.
It's amazing the way they make
things.
Their hair go. her smoker.
Well, she's got to serve 15 months, and then her husband, Joe, will check in to do his 41. So he's going to watch the girls while she's doing 15. He'll do 41. And then he's facing
the...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to plow through as hard as I can, producers. He's also facing deportation charges, you know, because he's not a U.S. citizen. So Michael Jackson's oldest son, Prince, he turns 18 next month, and he is enjoying all the perks of being a rich, semi-famous kid, right? Because he himself is famous by default. But he and his sister Paris and little brother Blanket, they inherit their father's billion-dollar fortune. So he's, you know, playing and hanging with the high rollers. Guess who he's been hanging out with?
Who?
Leo?
Which Kardashian?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, the Biebster.
Yep. They said he's been hanging out with Justin, hanging out in the Hollywood club scene already. This is not looking good. Juggling
Prince.
Multiple girlfriends. And guess he and Justin now are both being mentored by Floyd Mayweather.
The B-boxers?
Well, I don't know if he's the best. I'm sorry. I go back to that the FaceTime he was doing with the guy, and from what I heard happen, he was saying, you need to, don't let her treat you like that, and then the guy goes in the bathroom and kills
her. Well, that's not what he meant. He probably said,
yeah,
leave her.
Yeah, that's not the best mentor.
No.
He's encouraging people who have problems.
I'll agree with that.
You know? So anyway, they say that Floyd Mayweather is now mentoring. I don't know.
Justin Bieber's rich already. So
how to handle your money? I don't know.
I think Justin wants to box, I think. Have you seen he's been
Prince
training?
Probably wants to sing, I would imagine.
Probably, but Floyd's not going to help him
with
that.
Would that be like, though, like Troy Aikman, if he had a son, wanting to go out and be a quarterback? How could you do that? You just can't. There's some things you can't touch as the child of a superstar who's been there, done that.
You can't be a successful singer if your name is Prince. Oh, jeez.
That would never work out.
No.
So let's do a really quick celebrity relationship roundup. On Christmas Eve, Joe Manganiello popped the question to Sofia Vergara during their Hawaii vacation.
All right.
They're not confirming it, but come on, she's flaunting the ring everywhere and can't stop staring at her left hand. We found out Charlize Theron and Sean Penn are engaged. Supposedly it happened in November. She's not wearing a ring. They say she doesn't really want one. Joseph Gordon-Levitt secretly married his super smart girlfriend. Her name's Tasha McCauley, and she reportedly started a robotics company for NASA. So she's a brainiac. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis may have also gotten married based on a photo he posted. They wrote a message in the sand and Instagrammed it or whatever, and it said, Happy New Year, love the Kutchers.
Could be
that there's, you know, how people
live.
Or they could already be married. We don't know for sure. And according to Page Six, Usher is engaged to his manager girlfriend. Her name is Grace Miguel. If that's true, remember, his first wife was his wardrobe stylist or something. Remember how Mama hated her? And they were, like, going to ban her from the wedding. I think at the last minute she was invited, but it was ugly, ugly, ugly because Mama knew best.
Yep.
Hopefully she likes Grace. We'll find out if, you know, if this is even true, because nobody's confirming it. But that's what Page Six is saying, is Usher's off the market again. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Big Al, Gregory wants you to know that there is a very popular singer by the name of Prince who had a song called Purple Rain.
Oh, damn, my bad.
So,
I don't forget about that.
You thinking Prince would never work as a singer.
I don't forget about that.
Yeah.
All right.
So, thanks, Gregory.
Well, the only person we haven't heard about vacation from is
Big Al.
Yeah, now it's time for me to tell you about my vacation, how it started. Now, I could tell you about my trip to Mexico, blah, blah, blah.
Same.
Could tell you about my Christmas by myself at my house.
Oh, that's boring.
Boring. What happens when you pull into your parking garage and your three classic cars that you have saved and saved over the years for are all gone? All three.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow.
Gone. Like gone in 60 seconds, gone.
Oh.
Gone.
Heist.
Oh.
I'll tell you next.
More from the Kelly Raspberry Studio on the Big Al Canal when we get back. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.